So this morning, we're going to continue on in our short sermon series on grateful hearts. And it's talking about being grateful. And it is so easy in today's world to let the things that happen just overwhelm us, take over our emotion, and tell us how we're supposed to feel. When in reality, it's how we respond to those things happening that tell us how we're supposed to feel. And if we approach it from a heart of gratefulness, it's hard to get disappointed, is it not? It is hard, okay? So genuine thankfulness transforms our lives. So if we are genuinely thankful, it'll transform our lives. And here's what that does. Genuine thankfulness leads us to live in peace, worship to God, and have purpose in every area of our life. We're going to expound upon that here this morning. And if you would you please open your Bible in preparation for our scripture reading this morning? And I hope you brought yours with you because we have new lights. And those new lights will allow you to see your Bible and where you're opening to. And our scripture this morning is Colossians chapter 3, 15 through 17. And if you don't have your Bible, it will be on the screen in just a second. While you're turning there, I want you to see this glass here, insignificant, if it will, right? That's our life, okay? Pretend with me. We've seen so many of these, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pour water in, we all know, but just follow me here. Imagine that this glass is your life. Every day, God pours blessings into our life, such as His love, His grace, little joys, big moments. He pours into us every day. But if you will, we're going to pour just a little bit of water in this glass. And instead of looking at it at first on how the Lord, when He pours His blessings into our life, what we're going to do here, just imagine with me, that little bit of water, this might be what our life feels like when we focus on ourselves and what's missing from our life versus focusing on the Lord's blessings in our life. Are you following me this morning? So, but if we take on a new perspective, instead of focusing on the little and we focus on what we've already received, give thanks because what? He gave who? Jesus Christ, right? His Son. So if we focus on all that we have already received, and we focus on the one who gives those blessings, I told Rochelle I wasn't going to make a mess. If we focus on the one who gives us those blessings, we focus on gratitude, we see a life filled with God's goodness, we can't help but just imagine that this is overflowing right now. We can't help but to overflow with His goodness because of what He's done for us. And so what happens is our lives become a steady outpouring of thankfulness. If we focus on who the one we're thankful for and what He's done in our lives, it creates an overflowing effect in our lives. And that outpouring, we come to a life of living thankfulness. We reflect on the fullness of His grace. We understand what He has done in our life. And it actually fulfills what Paul talks about in Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And essentially, Paul is saying here, a life where gratitude flows so freely, it impacts everything we do. We can choose to be grateful, or we can choose to focus on the negative things in life. So let's get to our reading this morning, Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And it says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." We're going to dive into that a little bit. Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." That's the second time we've heard being thankful. "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Three verses we're told to be thankful three different times. And so we're going to dive into this a little bit this morning. We're going to talk about what it means to live a life that is overflowing with thankfulness, that continually overflows, because it's a thankfulness that is rooted in God's peace, it is rooted in His presence, and it is rooted in the purpose that each one of us find in Christ Jesus. So our first point today is peace with Christ creates thankfulness. Peace with Christ creates thankfulness. In verse 15, Paul writes, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." We know that true peace with Christ is a direct result of our reconciliation with God through Jesus. That is where peace starts. There is no peace until there is reconciliation with God through Jesus' death and resurrection. That is the beginning point of peace in our life. It is because we are united with Christ and the continual work of the Holy Spirit that the peace stays with us. So, the gratitude that flows from this peace is not circumstantial. It does not matter how good your week was or how bad your week was. That peace, it's constant. It is not based off of our circumstances. It's anchored in the unchanging reality of our restored relationship with God the Father. Our relationship with Christ creates a wellspring, if you will, of thanksgiving in our lives. So our relationship with Christ should create a continual flow of thankfulness coming out of our lives. True gratitude grows from a place of peace. When we let Christ's peace rule, here's what it does. When we give over to Christ and say, it's time to let this peace rule in our life, it diminishes anxiety, it rids fear, it gets rid of our comparison to others, it allows us to be grateful for what we have, and no matter our circumstances, we can find a way to have that true gratitude because of the peace of Christ. And here's the important thing. If we go back and we look at verse 15, Paul says, into which indeed you were called in one body. So what this means is that it allows us to also be at peace with each other in the body of Christ. Matthew Henry has this to say. You're going to hear about Matthew Henry a few times today. His commentary brought a lot of points that I thought, you know what, we're just going to use Matthew today because he's smarter than I am and he has some good things. So here's what Matthew Henry has to say about verse 15. Listen to this. To preserve in us this peaceable disposition, we must be thankful. The work of thanksgiving to God is such a sweet and pleasant work that it will help to make us sweet and pleasant towards all men. The work of Christ allows us to be that to others, that peace that we have. We are pleasant towards all men. So here's essentially what Henry's insight encourages us to view. It encourages us to view thankfulness not just as an occasional response, circumstantial, when things are good. It's not just when things are good, but it is a spiritual practice that molds our character. It helps us to maintain a peaceful relationship with Christ, and it also helps us to embody Christ's love in our interactions with one another. So what does this mean for us? How do we take this and put it into application into our lives? It's very, very, very simple. We start each day by inviting Christ's peace to rule in our heart, to have a better understanding of His peace in our heart, in our life. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us live with peace. And that peace, what does it do? It leads us toward gratitude. So if you're having a hard time being grateful for things, for genuine thankfulness, let's go back to the beginning point. Let's go back to our conversion point. when the Holy Spirit convicted us and we responded to the message of Jesus Christ, and that instant peace that came when we gave our hearts to Christ Jesus. That right there, if you're having a hard time being thankful, that's what we go back to. Here's the second thing. Worship comes from our thankfulness. Worship comes from our thankfulness. Verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God." What does that mean? Gratitude naturally leads us to worship. Gratitude leads us to a heart of worship. When the word of Christ, our Bibles, when we let the word of Christ dwell within us richly, it overflows. Imagine this again, overflowing. It overflows in joyful expressions of praise. We worship not because of who we are, but rather we worship because of the ultimate gift that we have received, which is salvation through Christ Jesus. This is the basis of our praise. Our response to God's grace and truth should be worshipful thankfulness expressed with humility and joy. That means there's nothing that I did to earn this, but it is all because of the grace of Jesus Christ that this takes place in my life. That means that we need to continually, it all starts with letting the Word of God dwell richly within us. What does dwell richly mean? It means that we need to continually read, study, and meditate upon God's Word. If we are not consuming this, it is not dwelling within us. Do I need to say that again? If we are not reading this, studying this, meditating on this, it is not dwelling within us. As Psalms 119, verse 11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not," anyone know? Sin. "I might not sin against you." So what this brings is this deep-rooted relationship with the word. It keeps us focused on God's faithfulness, and it keeps us continually grateful for his guidance and his provision in our lives. Now, do you want help to have the Word of God richly dwell within you? Well, guess what you can do? You can join our Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading that we do every single day. I don't know if there's, I don't think there's any papers out there current, but I can email it to you, and we can go through it. We're all reading for those of us that are still going through it. Today, we got us all Paul's, we're leading up to Paul's conversion today is his ravaging of the church, persecution of the church. And so as we read through it, it brings about unity within the body because we're all reading the same thing. But it also brings about this rich dwelling that we are consuming every single day, the Word of God. And so if we're to quote Henry again, Matthew Henry, he's a great commentator. You can look him up. Blue Letter Bible, there's all kinds of resources there that you can look at if you want to do a deep dive into Scripture. To quote Henry again, Henry says this, "It must dwell," it being the Word of God, "it must dwell in us richly, not only keep house in our hearts, but keep a good house. Many have the Word of Christ dwelling within them, but it dwells in them but poorly. It has no mighty force and influence upon them." Henry urges us in this. He's saying to engage deeply, to engage meaningfully with Scripture. Allow it to saturate your life, your heart, to shape your life, to shape your attitude, to take you away from sinfulness. The Word of God convicts us of our sin. The Holy Spirit convicts us. And by doing this, here's what it does. It creates a deep-rooted sense of thankfulness. Go read some chapters of Revelation if you want something to be thankful for. We have the body of, or we are the body of Christ through a relationship with Him. And instead of enduring all of the chaos that happens at the end of the world, guess what? We're in glory. We're in glory. That's something to be thankful for. So what we need to do is we need to make thankfulness an integral part of our worship. Not only do we come together and we sing songs and we go through this worship time because it's something we do on Sundays. Instead, let me challenge you, let gratitude be a part of your worship. Let gratitude be a part of your singing as you're in your prayers. Let worship transform your perspective. We're not just singing songs to sing. We are reflecting on the things that God has done, and we are worshiping the one who did it for us. So what this does is it turns our hearts from complaint to gratitude, from trial to peace. When we praise, when we find that spot to have gratitude while we praise, it actually brings us to a point where we are acknowledging God's goodness even when our circumstances seem bleak. When there's no hope, it brings us to a point that we still see God's goodness. So what this means is we begin every time of worship with a moment of thanksgiving. Thank God for what He has done in your life. Focus on some specific reasons why you are grateful. In every song, in every prayer, and in every word, let gratitude shape your approach to worship. So as we worship here in just a little bit at the close of service, let us find time to thank God for His goodness in our life. If you have experienced grace, you have something to be grateful for. Period. I understand that life is hard, things aren't great. Listen, without Christ, we have nothing. So take it back to that point if you need to. Our third one, thankfulness shapes our purpose. Verse 17 tells us, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Thankfulness isn't just for quiet moments of prayer or worship. It's meant to overflow, back to the cup, overflow with thankfulness, overflow with gratitude in every action in our everyday lives. This thankfulness and this gratitude should overflow from us. We're called, each one of us are called to live lives that are marked by gratitude in everything we do. We are called to act out this thankfulness, this gratitude, in the name of the Lord Jesus. This phrase means that every action, whether it's a large action or it's a small thing that we do, we carry it out under the authority and in alignment with the character of Christ Jesus. And everything we do, we represent who? Jesus. Every word we say, everything we do is an alignment, or it points to the character of Christ. So when our actions are rooted in gratitude to God, they do what? They glorify Him. They reveal His love to others. So it's a show and tell type of a thing, if you will. Let your body show, let your actions and your words show and tell who Jesus is in your life. Once again, Matthew Henry, he emphasizes that everything we do should be centered on Christ. Done in His name, done by His strength, and for His glory alone. We don't do it for our glory. We do it for His glory. Acting in the name of Christ means that we align our actions and our words with His teachings and His authority. Our lives, again, come back to this, the overflowing. Our life should overflow with gratitude, acknowledging God's presence and acknowledging His grace in every situation. Henry also stresses that it is Christ Jesus alone who is our mediator. He is our mediator, not only for our prayers, but also for our gratitude. It is through Him that our thanksgiving is directed to God the Father. You follow me this morning? So this Christ-centered approach, focusing on Christ, it leads us to a life of continual praise, humility, and reliance on Jesus' strength and merit, because we cannot do this on our own. What this means is we need to view each day as an opportunity to show gratitude through our actions. Let me just tell you, the last 2 weeks have been tough. I'm tired as I stand before. BJ, bless his heart, he was in here Saturday morning at 2 a.m. putting the trim and the registers on. I was fast asleep in bed, and I'm still tired today. And there's times it was frustrating, it was hard, but yet I'm so grateful that other people were joining in and helping and to move this along. And I could choose to dwell on the bad. I could be mad that I punched holes in the wall. None of you would have known it had I not told you, because he did such a good job of covering it, right? I have something to be grateful for. There are no holes in the wall this morning. We need to practice small acts of thanksgiving in everything we do. But the idea behind it is to bring glory to Jesus through our daily life. Bring glory to Him for what He has done in our lives. So here's a few things that we can do to put this into practice. Here's a few practical ways. Thankful conversations. Start this week with thankful conversations. Have a thankful conversation with somebody each and every day this week. Find somebody that you can share something specific that you are grateful for, or that you recognize something positive in them. Something you are grateful for. This might be with family. This might be with friends. It might be with coworkers. Or guess what? It could even be with a stranger. What this does, having these thankful conversations, it will reinforce peace and gratitude by sharing thankfulness in those relationships. So have thankful conversations. The second one, write a gratitude card or note. It doesn't take long to write a note or a little card. Write a few gratitude notes or cards this week to people who have either impacted your life or those that you see regularly, but you may not always thank, such as a teacher, a coworker, or even a family member. If possible, deliver it personally. It means a lot more when it's handed to them than it is to show up. I got to tell the story. So Terry does a great job of getting cards for everyone's birthday and anniversary. And listen, if we've missed it, it's because we don't know when your birthday is. And so you got to get into Breeze and you got to get your birthday put in there so we know. But Terry does a great job of getting cards written out. She brings them to the office so we can sign it and we can mail them. And I've always given Rochelle a hard time because whenever my birthday comes up or my anniversary, she mails it to me. And I'm like, literally, I'm right across the hallway here, like, bring it to me. So I had her cards for John and her anniversary 2 weeks ago. How many years? 20 said they love each other very much. That's what we need to understand. And so their anniversary, and then Rochelle's birthday was on November 7th. And instead of putting a stamp on it and mailing it on her birthday letter, I wrote Pony Express, hand deliver. And I made it look like a stamp, and I put it on her keyboard at work because I was like, I'm not gonna stamp it and mail it to you, but deliver it personally because it means a lot more than it does maybe coming through the mail. And maybe you can't deliver it personally, but that's okay. But what we need to understand is this is an act of worship. This is putting worship in action, and it's honoring God by outwardly expressing gratitude for somebody else or what they have done in our lives. So write a couple of gratitude cards this week. Here's the third thing that you can do. Go on a gratitude prayer walk. What does that mean? Each day, go for a short walk. 5 minutes. I don't care what it is. But use this time to thank God for what you see around you. Whether it's people, whether it's nature, or any other blessings that you have in your life. Go on and be grateful during that walk. Try walking through your neighborhood or even around your workplace or out in the country. I know some of us live in the country. See, this GIF right now is supposed to be showing. I'm looking out over, there we go. We don't have anything that looks like that around here, but that's what I'm grateful for. But try walking through and around your home or workplace or around town. And as you walk, thank God specifically for each person that you see or thing that comes to mind, the blessings that He's given it. And here's what happens out of this. When we do this, it builds a habit for gratitude for God's presence and provision in all things around you. Again, if we have a hard time with finding things to be grateful for, go back to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Start there. We can be assured, church, we can be assured that ultimately the source of our overflowing thankfulness, this big glass that is overflowing in each one of our minds right now, is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is where the wellspring of our thankfulness comes from. It's because of Him that we have peace with God. It has nothing to do with any one of you. It has nothing to do with your impressive resume. Resumes do not matter in the kingdom of God. Understanding that it is Him and Him alone that get us to heaven is it. Period. It is because of Him that we have peace. It is because of Him that we have purpose. And it is because of Him that we have joy. We're reminded in Ephesians 5:20, which calls us to give thanks and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This perspective will help us see that every blessing and every trial is an opportunity to thank God and grow in Christ-likeness. If we're being honest, each of us could grow. So let's find those opportunities. And not just find them, let's take them. They're present with us every single day. Find those opportunities to thank God and in turn grow in Christ-likeness. It's important that we have grateful hearts that are overflowing with thankfulness. Remember what I said last week. I've never seen anybody come to the Lord Jesus through a grumpy Christian. I hate my life. I hate my situation. Everything's terrible. I've never seen anyone come to Jesus through that. Oh yeah, where do I sign up at? That's what I want. I want to be grumpy and hate my life as well. I don't think that's ever happened. It is through our gratefulness and our joy and overflowing with thankfulness. And it is because of this that we're able to fulfill our mission of engaging our community for Jesus. Because here's what happens. The people that we are ministering to, they will see joy, they will see hope, and they want to experience the same joy and hope that we have in our lives. So let your heart overflow with thankfulness this week. Would you guys stand with me this morning? Gratitude is not just an emotion. It is not an emotion, it's a response. It's a response to what God has done for us. Maybe today you've realized that you're struggling to live a life of thankfulness. Maybe it's just hard to be thankful about things right now. Perhaps peace has been hard to come by. Perhaps worship feels dry and you can't muster the appreciation and the gratefulness of what Christ has done for you. And maybe you haven't been living within the purpose of the name of Jesus. You haven't let Jesus' name lead you in your life. This morning, I believe that God is calling each and every one of us. He is inviting us, in fact, to respond. He's inviting us to respond to Him. So this morning, can we open our hearts? Can we let His peace rule in our lives? Can we let His Word dwell in each one of us richly? Can we let gratitude overflow in our life? For some of us, that means that we need to give Jesus control of our life for the very first time. For others, it's about surrendering an area where peace or purpose has been lacking. Each of us have an opportunity to respond today. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me this morning? If you've never experienced the peace of knowing Jesus as your Savior, if you have never said, "Jesus, forgive me of my sins," today is your day to make that decision. It is because Jesus died on the cross for our sins that we can have a relationship with God. It is only because of that. And today, if you want to say yes to Jesus, and if you want to receive the greatest gift, which is salvation, would you please, with every head bowed, every eye closed, would you just raise your hand this morning? And if so, we'll pray together. the rest of us this morning. Maybe you've been holding on to complaints. Maybe there's things in your life that have been challenging. It's easy to find something to complain about in today's world with everything the way that it goes. We all have burdens. Let's be honest. The weight of life, it is burdensome. But also, we face struggles. And maybe we've been holding on to those struggles. Maybe they've kept us from living in thankfulness. It has prohibited us from being thankful. Listen, if you need to surrender these things to God, you need to ask Him to help you live a life of peace, a life of worship, a life of purpose. This morning, as we get ready to sing this next song, I just want to encourage you to come forward as a sign of trust. Or perhaps you just want to come forward to thank God. What a great opportunity to come to the altar and show gratitude. Take a moment to reflect on Him, His blessings, and what He offers with heartfelt gratitude this morning. I invite each and every one of us to step out in faith. Whether you're coming to surrender or you just want to come and thank Him for goodness, don't hold back. Church, let me encourage you. This is your moment to respond to God's word this morning.